Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good evening and welcome, America and beyond. So glad that you have chosen to be with us live. I know many of you will catch us at TalkStream Live. You'll catch us on different podcast directories throughout the week, and we appreciate that too, because really media has come to the point where it's on demand. With being on demand, it gives you those opportunities to choose when and how you decide to tune in and to catch this broadcast. Let me start off with the fact that, well, it's a little depressing out there, and I'm referring to the Pope. Well, I'm referring to Trump. Well, I'm referring to Hollywood. Well, I'm referring to, gosh, there's so much to get to. I mean, there really is. Whether you look at so many different tragedies and so many different murders and so many different cover-ups, I mean, really, we're dealing with a world that's depravity, degradation, debauchery. And I don't follow just the trending news, the making or the breaking or even the faking of the news. And I have some notes in front of me here, and I'm also looking at the news headlines that I contributed to posting at TalkStreamLive.com and all its channels and apps. And I just want to caution you that tonight, even though I'm an optimist, an eternal optimist, we got to talk about some depressing things. We got to start talking about a game plan. And we had a game changer in 2016. How much longer the lifeline for Trump is, I don't know. The shelf life, I don't know. And again, like I say, I'm going here and I'm going there, and I hope you can follow me. But I was thinking about Anthony Bourdain's girlfriend. Well, I mean, we know that he committed suicide, that he's no longer here. Apparently, he paid $380,000 to he was 17 at the time. Teenager, 17 is a teenager. And so this Asia Argento, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement. And again, I'm supportive of any rightful, legitimate, lawful claims. We're talking about the Catholic Church. We're talking about the Pope. We're talking about cardinals. We're talking about bishops. We're talking about priests in general. And we also talk about televangelists, and we're talking about other ministers and reverends. But when you have people in power and positions of power, whether it be because of age, whether it be because of certain positions within authority, and that you abuse those privileges and you take advantage of the innocent or those that are vulnerable. I can't imagine, I can't think of anything worse, and we talked about that a lot last week. So the movie that she appeared in with this young, at that time, a very young boy, and then they kept in touch, and she was kind of a mentor and mother figure, if you will. The movie, and again, I haven't seen it. I don't even know how good an actress she is. I could care less. I'm not into tattoos, okay? And I'll get to that, too, the branding of human flesh. And I know it's voluntary, and I know it's something you think is cool. Well, it's not cool, and it's not biblical. But that's just my point of view, my interpretation. But it was the heart is deceitful above all things. She played a prostitute mother. So she kept in touch with this young boy. And he kind of looked up to her, like I say, mentor, almost a mother figure. Apparently, she was craving to be with him in a sexual way, 20 years apart in age. Of all things, Anthony Bourdain's name comes up because he paid this money, the ransom, if you will, because he felt victimized. And there's pictures of this event that occurred on social media. There's text of her admitting to these things and paying off. But I think about this, and I think about the predicament that Donald Trump is in. And I think of the heart is deceitful. And we know this in terms of temptation. We know this in terms of the choices we make in life. And it doesn't take a whole lot to fall from grace. Well, I mean, kind of straying from your moral compass, if you will. And so I'm looking at a lot of these crises and these scandals, and Mueller and his team, they are getting closer. They are moving in. And if his supporters want to be in denial, and I'm a supporter, You're crazy. This guy thinks he can win this war through celebrity reality Twitter verse. The Twitterverse is going to cure all things. And he's got Mr. Bubbly, the Giuliani, the goofball, is his major legal defender. I know he's got Jay Sekulow, who's pretty good, and he's got a few others that are working on things. But Mueller's got, I mean, talk about magic powers, and you talk about wicked powers from a witch hunt. Now, Manafort really has nothing to do with Russian collusion, really had nothing to do with Trump and the charges that may be coming. But it shows you that he means business. And then you've got Cohen. Now, everybody knows he was the fixer. Everyone knows that he was the enforcer and that he was the one that helped set up these deals. And then you've got Pecker, and that's his real name, with the National Enquirer. No pun intended, and I'm not going to go there. But apparently he has a vault, a safe, with all the stories that he killed and all the contacts and all the payments and everything that went down. And I'm telling you that now that, oh, and then how about the accountant, you know, the CFO of the Trump Organization that is also cut a deal. So you got all these plea agreements, all these flippers, and they're, it's talk about loyalty that Trump thought he had, and colossal betrayal. There's no question about that. And it is worrisome. I mean, I think that yes, sexual scandals, the cover up and payouts, even though not illegal, could still bring him down because you've got all these process crimes. And the fact is that he can't shut his mouth. I mean, one of the things that attorneys always tell you within a legal system is stop talking. Trump can't stop talking. And he keeps tripping himself up. And he keeps, well, the problem is he's lying. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. I mean, the constant evolution of truth within the Trump world, within the Trumpverse universe, is astounding. They can't get any of their stories straight. And I'm telling you, a perjury charge is very easy to prove. Don Jr., Roger Stone, there's a lot of shoes to drop. And I think this president, because of stupid mistakes, and many of these things have nothing to do with Russian collusion, but I really do believe that this president is in deep doo-doo, okay? I mean, we are talking very, very serious jeopardy. I can't believe that many of the people that defend the president, the pundits and the talk show hosts, except for Michael Savage, they seem to be oblivious to this. Like, they just think that Trump can manage any crisis and that he can essentially talk his way out of just about any situation. But I'm telling you, this Mueller team, they're coming in for the kill. And the kill shot is getting closer and closer. And the barriers are being broken down. And there's very little legal defense available to Trump at this point. And they're not going to play fair. But if Trump had lived a more, well, morally befitting life, and then even if he didn't, if at least he would kind of admit to some of these things and discuss some of these things and be truthful as possible, or just shut your damn mouth. Stop putting your foot in your mouth. You're your own worst enemy, Mr. President. You look at Mike Pence, and even other prior presidents, that some of them actually, you lived a morally upstanding life. You would have to say that this president, and you say, well, we knew what we were getting, but we didn't think that he was going to continue to obfuscate, to lie, to deceive, to mislead. And it's getting more and more serious. And there's stuff that we don't have any idea that Mueller has. So I'm really, really concerned. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what do we do in, as patriots, America Firsters, those that have supported the president, where do we go from here? More to come. Stay tuned. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Philly Freedom, Tom Donahue Show. When I say Philly Freedom, I'm talking about the framers and the founders. I'm talking about revolutionary minds and actions. And I see John McCain being compared to the revolutionary founders and framers. And again, I don't want to get into conspiracy theories that relates to John McCain. Some people have talked about him being a Manchurian candidate. Some people have talked about the fact that maybe it wasn't what has been proclaimed in terms of his captivity. I don't know. We do know he had physical disfigurement. We do know that he was held captive. We do know that the plane was shot down. So I don't even want to go there. But let me tell you that it was shameful in my view. Not just flip-flops and operating a lot like a Dem, except for being a neocon war hawk. And there's a part of me that really believes that he wanted to see the blood and guts and people experience some of the pain and some of the torment that he received, because there was never a war that he didn't want to dedicate his time and effort in promoting for the neocons. So I always had an issue with that. I also had an issue with he and Skull and Bones, his brother-in-arms, John Kerry, that they wanted to normalize relations very rapidly in 1991 and 2, I believe it was. It was in the early 90s. Before we established with any degree of certainty about the MIAs, possible still POWs, instead he was more interested in normalizing relations and reopening business channels for his buddies. So I'll never forgive him, because I think that was a colossal act of betrayal of the MIAs and POWs. With that said, how much of a maverick really was he? Well, he was cantankerous. He was a curmudgeon. Matter of fact, let me just be really straightforward. He wasn't a likable guy. He was a miserable guy. A cranky guy. But the media, in many ways, embraced him, loved him, because he was someone that was somewhat unpredictable, and he had an independent streak at times. But when you say that, was he libertarian? Of course not. No, was he really independent as in like a liberty seeker? No, he was he was a neoconist, but more importantly, for the point I'm trying to make, is that he was just acting like a Democrat. So a damn Democrat. Okay. So so how it becomes this hero worship. You can look at, I mean you want to look at debauchery, and you want to look at betrayal. Look at what he did to his first wife after he came back. She gained some weight. She was in a car accident. He abandoned her. He later admitted that he handled it in a very shameful and a very despicable and disgusting way. And then he goes after the beauty queen. Well, a little like Trump, okay? You know, you always turn in for the new lease on a brand spanking beautiful model. Well, yeah, there's models in cars too, you know, okay? But the thing that Trump showed was how classless and clueless he really is. When he attacked John McCain during the campaign, when he said that he's not a hero because he got captured. You know how many prisoners of war, how many MIAs, how many soldiers that were so brave, and Trump never served. He had a little bone marrow foot issue or something, you know, they couldn't get in his shoes properly or whatever it was. It wasn't light in his shoes or loafers. But the point is that for Trump, who did not serve, did not sign up, there was no call to duty, to attack a guy that, whether you believe is a war hero or not, the point is that Trump had no ground to stand on. And it was a ridiculous assertion, because there's a lot of people that get captured. I mean, there's so many soldiers in war that this happens to. So if those that got captured, I mean, they're injured, they've been shot down, they've been shot, they can't, they're immobilized, and they can't be heroes because they're captured. Really? So he never apologized for that. If he was the bigger man, the better man, he would have said, I misspoke, or I said that because I was angry at you because of X, Y, and Z. Trump never, or so rarely ever, apologizes, doesn't take responsibility, even when, and I do believe that there were issues with Obama's birth certificate and his origins and his life story. And Trump was, you know, he took an active role, at least he said he had investigators, he was looking into it, and then he just dropped it, and then wouldn't discuss it. Now, I would have had more respect for him if he continued to discuss it and describe why he felt this way and why he stopped investigating and what the conclusions were from his perspective. But yeah, I just think that, Trump, as we do know, he decided that he wasn't going to send, and I agree with this. I mean, why would Trump in any way, shape, or form, except for just sending out his sympathies? I mean, he rejected a plan from his White House writers and, you know, people that confer with him of praise for McCain, which makes sense. I mean, how can he praise someone that he so cruelly, I mean, even during his cancer treatments, even his daughter pleaded and begged with him, you know, stop attacking my father. So Trump, he can kick a dog when it's down, and he holds grudges. And to me, I have real problems with that. And again, I've never been a fan of John McCain. I've called him John McShane. I've called him a traitor at times because of what I felt he did, he and John Kerry, Senator Kerry, in the early 90s, which I thought was betrayal of MIAs and POWs. We hadn't gotten to the bottom of things in Laos and Cambodia. Instead, he's more interested in reestablishing relations. And maybe he wants to put those horrors behind him. But what about others that have fallen? What about others that, you know, there still was not adequate amount of search and recovery done? These are issues I believe are legitimate. I don't like people that take low blows. I don't like people that, even when they do, they can't admit and said, you know, I could have handled that differently. And instead, he's now relegated to being this outsider. Now, it's okay to be an outsider in the political realm, but he still has duties. And he still has certain, not only executive duties, it involves some of these ceremonial things that he can't participate in because he's ticked. And I'm going to say it with a T, not with a P. He's ticked too many people off. You know, when Papa Bush, when he dies, he's not going to be there at that funeral. You know, there's going to be other funerals. There's going to be other situations that he's going to have to more or less recuse himself. We'll get to the Alabama Keebler Elf and recusals. He's finally showing a little bit of backbone and standing up to Trump. But it's not a good thing. At this point in time, everybody's turning. Everybody's turning on him. It looks very dire. It's a sad situation. And I can't bring too much hope.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, no, no. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, ANGIOPRIM.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Oh, welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. So glad you can be with us, putting America first, new world order, dead last. But I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to the best of my ability. I'm a truth teller. I'm a truth seeker. And I always leave it up to you, the audience member, to discern and decide. I want to thank WXME, the great state of Maine, Tom and Alan, for carrying us live. Quite frankly, we rely on that stream for the live broadcast, and we appreciate that immensely. We want to thank, coming up in 2 hours, KSLM in Salem, Oregon. Oh, yeah, be 4 hours. I'm looking at the West Coast, the East Coast, the time zone. But KCAA, great station out of Southern California in the Orange County area, Loma Linda. Okay, let me also thank on our online streaming partners at TalkStream Live and K-Star Radio Network. Angeline, thank you. Bill, TSL, TalkStream Live. Those of you that are still becoming familiarized with TalkStream Live, they have added podcasts to many of the shows that have granted permission that seek their podcasts listed. So you get the podcast, but what they're known for in the last decade, of course, is listing and linking to streaming talk radio live and same day replay. And they've got all the big names and a lot of shows and programs that are up and coming and things that are a little bit off the grid that you might find interesting. Matter of fact, there is a channel dedicated to alt media. There's a channel dedicated to, which does not have my show, which I understand because, well, I'm not in the paranormal zone. At least I don't think I am in most instances with the paranormal radio. But TalkStream Live is the mothership, if you will, to use that analogy. it is the major platform, TalkStreamLive.com. And of course, we have TalkRight that caters to everything that's relating to conservative TalkRight issues and programs. And soon, they're going to be launching. I certainly won't be a participant there, and that's TalkLeft. So TalkLeft will be being launched sometime very soon, either, the end of this month or beginning of September. But nevertheless, we want to thank all our partners. Let me get back to programming. And I'm not here to sell you pills. I'm not here to sell you anything. You know, I do this as a labor of love. I do this because I really care about our country, and I have. And I also believe that when you have people that you might believe are on your team, on your side, and they're giving you a biased line. And it's not just fake news, not just phony news, not just, you know, the contrived news. There's a lot of people in denial what's happening. And they just think that somehow Trump can talk his way out. Somehow, you know, they're going to eventually go after Hillary and her email server and where the real Russian collusion is. But when you have a legal apparatus that is funded at the highest levels, and you have a Mueller who has all the contacts with it throughout the government, being former FBI director. I mean, he's hardwired to the left and the right. And they've been through a lot of cases over the years. And he's got a lot of sharks in his arsenal of lawyers. And they're picking off one after another after another. And I know it has nothing to do with the so-called, there is no mandate, but if it were a mandate and Russian interference and Russian collusion or obstruction or whatever it might be, I don't think that any of that's going to apply when it comes to Trump. I think it's going to be the fact that he's perjured himself. I think it's going to be the fact that he's done certain things to obstruct, seemingly, at least that's what's going to be purported in the way he's treated Sessions and the way he's treated Comey and the way he's treated Rosenstein. And things he has said. I mean, we're not just talking about the Omarosa low-life tapes, but you've got everybody seemingly are turning on him. They're flipping, and they're going to save their own hide. And I'm telling you, when it comes to the feds, their win percentage is between 95 and 99%. Because most of them won't even go to trial because they're facing 20 or more years, you know, and for some like Manafort, whatever. I mean, I think he's probably been told secretly, you know, or at least on the QT that he's going to get pardoned. Now, I think Trump right now, because he's gotten himself in so much quicksand, so much hot water, and a lot of it is self-inflicted wounds, I think he should just start bringing out the big barrels, the big cannons, and just start blasting. I mean, right now, this Twitter patty cake and just, you know, sending out these tweets, that's not going to help. Matter of fact, it's hurting. And having these interviews on Fox News and also CBS and various other outlets, whether they're friends or foes, is not serving you well because you can't keep your story straight and because you volunteer. That's right. You're volunteering information that can be used against you. And it's looking bad. I think Cohen, I think you have this Pecker character, what a name, right? From the National Enquirer of all things. And these are people that have known Trump and know his secrets and have done a lot of these deals. And we're not even getting into the CFO and the Trump Organization and all their deals, whether legit or otherwise. But Mueller's not going to stop until he gets something. So I'm starting to think, and hear me out on this, that we really have to start thinking about the fact that Trump may not last. He may not want to last. And maybe part of the deal will be that if he just goes away, these legal issues will go away. And as much as he thinks he can pardon himself, that's just ridiculous. And if you want to pardon Manafort, now, Trump supporters who were on that jury said that based on the laws as they're written and interpreted, it was clear and evident that Manafort did violate those laws. There's nothing to do with Russian collusion, obstruction, the campaign. But this was another guy that took great license and great liberties as it related to the way he wheeled and dealt in turn, you know, within the United States and also abroad. And so it doesn't take a lot for the feds to charge these type of process crimes, financial crimes, tax crimes. Do I think it's a good idea to pardon Manafort? No, I don't. But if you just want to go for broke, pardon everybody you want to pardon. Try to get as much business done as possible. Maybe you can get some assurances from Mike Pence that he'll continue with the America First agenda. Mike Pence, there are no scandals surrounding Mike Pence. There certainly are no moral issues as it relates to infidelity, that relates to affairs, it relates to payoffs. And I just can't believe that Trump was so reckless in his life and so careless. I mean, you've had beautiful wives. Your current wife is considered one of the top beauties in the world. And seemingly very nice, very genuine, very loving, very a good mother. And you just can't, this appetite that you have or have had more and more, you know, it's a glutton in the sexual realm. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. I mean, that's the problem. He continue to feast on porn stars and beauty. Sad, it's sick, it's very disappointing. And then if you really believe that morals matter, then we've got to talk seriously about what's going to happen next.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi folks, so many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Hey folks, guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you disease starts in the gut. So log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
I'm getting older. and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back, putting America first and foremost. And I've been saying this for a long time. Okay, back in the 90s, the early 90s, when I was syndicated nationally, that was my theme. I was one of the first America First theme talk shows. And I'm looking at Trump, and he became a born-again America Firster. He came late to the America First theme, if you will, and the platform and the programs. But I felt like it doesn't matter whether he got this from Pat Buchanan, got this from myself and Chuck Carter and others, if he got this from, to some degree, you know, the Savage Nation and Michael Savage's programs. The point is that he was the only candidate that spoke our language. He was the only candidate that would advance our agenda, our causes that matter most. And now he's in deep trouble, and I'd like to help him, but he's got to want to help himself. He's got to get off Twitter. He's got to stop the interviews. He's got to start putting together a legal defense. I mean, you have these snakes and these rats that are jumping ship, that are flipping on him. And the problem is they have the treasure trove of secrets. They have the keys to the kingdom that they can open up to Mueller. And even though you say it's a witch hunt, believe me, when you give feds, you know, these legal powers, these wicked witch powers through this witch hunt, they are going to bring something. They're going to bring this president down unless he really focuses his time and energies. Just because you go out to rallies and you got 1,000 people or 10,000 people that are cheering and they're all sycophants and, you know, they'll support you no matter what, that's meaningless. You need to be spending time. You need to withdraw from the limelight. I think he really believes that he's like in this reality show, and he believes that he can help write his own script in this television drama, but he doesn't have control of the script, unless, of course, he puts together a stellar legal defense. And I'm telling you, if I were in his shoes, I would have reached out to Cohen a lot sooner. Well, I can't reach out to him now, but it's too late. But he should have made sure that this guy worked with Trump, and Trump should have assured him that he would have been pardoned. But instead, he didn't do that. He didn't fire Jeff Sessions right away when he went to the recusal. He didn't fire Comey on the first day. I mean, all these nooses and all these patches of quicksand, he's responsible for, and he's basically handed to the enemy all the ammunition. So he's almost like a kamikaze pilot, if you will, that's ready to crash and burn, because he's starting to eliminate many of the legal loopholes, or many of the legal solutions or remedies, because, you know, this firing squad is starting to circle. And so I have to think that, do we continue supporting this reprehensible reprobate, this perverse, decadent, in many ways degenerate? I mean, we've known this, But we thought maybe because he had a spiritual advisor and because he said that his faith and Christianity and God became more important to him. But none of his actions seemed to show that. At what expense are we willing to sell our souls to defend this individual? Are we better off saying, okay, allow him to continue to ruin his presidency? Because we can't. I mean, he's basically a bull in a china closet. We can't stop him. Do we try to say, okay, maybe we get behind Pence to some degree, and we start looking for a candidate in 2020 that truly is independent, that is steeped in bedrock principles, that has a moral compass, and that would learn how to act in a more dignified and more cultured way? And again, I don't mind him, you know, being somewhat feisty and being a fighter, but there's a classy way to do it. There's a more polished and professional way to do it. And sometimes, yes, you got to get in the trenches. But this Twitter thing, anyone can hide behind a Twitter, you know, behind a tweet. I mean, even when he fires people, he doesn't do it face to face. He has someone else do it, or he tweets it. That's not courage. So maybe we do need someone that really is. I mean, because if you look at Trump, do you really see him like as a founding father? No. Hillary? No. Obama? No. I shudder to think that we've put all our eggs in one basket, and it's looking dire. I have to say that I'm not a person that gets depressed easily, but this is, you know, you say, well, Trump has always been able to weather the storm. He's sort of like the Teflon Don, if you will. But I can't imagine him coming out of this unscathed. I can't imagine him. And then we haven't even talked about the midterms. Well, if the Democrats get control of the House, it's impeachment time. Now, Bill Clinton was impeached, but he still maintained his presidency. But I'm just telling you that this guy has offended too many people, and he's made more enemies than he needed to. And it just cannot be diplomatic unless it's with tyrants and princes and potentates around the world. Dictators and tyrants he seems to be able to be nice with. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I'm really, really concerned that we've hit critical mass. There's a tipping point, and we might be hitting the point of no return. I don't think parties, I don't think policies, I don't think politics, they should pale in comparison for doing the right thing, and that morals do matter. And if Trump wants to continue operating the way he is, I really thought that there would be a seasoning and a maturing, and that he would grow into the office. He really has been an embarrassment. Yes, I love some of the policies. Yes, I love some of the rhetoric. I like the fact that he has stood up to some degree for America First and against the globalist power elite, the New World Order. But he's doing a terrible job in his public relations and getting his and his messaging. And it's just a darn shame. So I'm also looking at this pious Pope and the fact that we were talking about this last week. There is well more than 1,000 that were abused, sexually molested by these predators, these pedophiles. But there's over 300 priests that were involved. And one parish alone, they identified there were 5 molesters, 5 predators in one parish. And now we know that in Ireland, we know that worldwide, this Pope is, he could do the world a great service by resigning, because he should have been on top of this. You know, we have this institutional denial. We've had this corruption and cover up and the concealment. It's just unthinkable. So if you want to listen to that podcast, that program from last week, I went into greater detail. I mentioned that Trump is clueless and classless and is the way he related to McCain early on. And he's really become this outsider, an outcast. I mean, he can't even attend a lot of different ceremonies and functions because, you know, he's really been that brazen and he's been that disruptive. And I like someone with a lot of fight in them. But if he can't effectuate his duties, and he's a complete outcast, an outsider, it's hard to get things done. And so we really are at a tipping point. And this was a week that was one of the worst weeks for the White House, the president is more specifically. And I don't know if he can dig himself out of this. I just don't know if this moral morass. I mean, a lot of these scandals have to do with payments. Why didn't you just admit that, yes, I had affairs. Yes, I did these things. And I don't care about non-disclosure agreements. I don't care about the fact is that I'm just going to ask for forgiveness rather than having to fail as a president. Take care. Until we meet again, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. Have a great day.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.